Today is Monday, June 15th. What to know about another controversial police shooting, this time in Atlanta. We'll walk you through what the video shows, who lost their jobs, and what happens next. Also, the backlash that prompted President Trump to reschedule his campaign rally. Plus, how some sports may use fake fans in the stands. Get ready for the end of HBO Go, and how one man is making bachelor history. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Once again, Americans are calling for justice for a black man killed by police. This time, we're talking about Rayshard Brooks. He was shot and killed by a police officer just this past Friday night in Atlanta, Georgia, outside a Wendy's restaurant. And since then, a lot has happened. Protesters set fire to that Wendy's. The officer who pulled the trigger was fired from his job. The Atlanta police chief is stepping down. And investigators released several videos showing the deadly confrontation between the officer and Brooks. The footage came from two police officer body cameras, a dash cam, and surveillance video. And in them, you can see what starts as a seemingly routine sobriety check. Officers were called to the scene because of a car blocking the drive-thru lane at Wendy's, and they apparently found Brooks asleep inside his car. For about 40 minutes, things stay calm. Brooks agrees to a breathalyzer test and fails it. He blew over the legal limit. Police did search him for weapons and found he was not armed. But then the video shows as officers tried to arrest him, Brooks grabbed an officer's taser and tried to run away. The AP reports the body cams were knocked to the ground in the struggle, but other security footage shows Brooks turned and pointed an object in his hand. Seconds later, Brooks was shot and killed. Now, Atlanta's mayor calls the shooting unjustified, saying police did not have enough reason to use deadly force. And the Brooks family attorney is also calling for the officer to face criminal charges. Civil rights groups in Georgia are calling for wide-scale police reforms. Over the weekend, outraged protesters blocked a freeway and set fire to the Wendy's where the shooting happened. But not everyone is so sure the officer was in the wrong. For example, the country's only black Republican senator said this case is not as clear as the one in Minneapolis, where an officer pressed a knee to George Floyd's neck, killing him. This time, Senator Tim Scott said on CBS's Face the Nation, quote, "The question is, when the suspect turned to fire the taser, what should the officer have done?" At this point, the officer who shot Brooks has been fired from the police department, but not charged with a crime. Will it stay that way? The local district attorney expects to make a decision by midweek, so stay tuned. In the meantime, the Georgia NAACP will lead a protest march this morning for every victim of police brutality, racism, and voter suppression. Atlanta was not the only city that saw rallies, protests, and memorials over the weekend. Outside the White House yesterday, thousands of people gathered for an interfaith prayer vigil on the street the D.C. mayor recently dubbed as Black Lives Matter Plaza. And in Miami, hundreds of protesters showed up for another rally organized by faith leaders. Most events were held to protest police brutality and demand equality, though the Washington Post reports others gathered to show support for police officers. Blue Lives Matter and Back the Blue rallies took place in cities like Washington, D.C., Miami, and Tampa. So during this time of division, President Trump called for unity. He did not directly mention protests or racial injustice during a commencement address at West Point Military Academy, but he did tell graduates, quote, "You exemplify the power of a shared national purpose to transcend all differences." President Trump agreed to reschedule his first in-person campaign rally since the pandemic started. And the reason for it? He faced a lot of backlash over the original plan. It was scheduled for this Friday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Problem is, this Friday is also Juneteenth. That's the holiday marking the end of slavery in the U.S., the date when the last slaves found out they were free in 1865. So some accuse the president of choosing that day on purpose, disregarding the holiday, though Trump told Fox News it was not intentional. Many also attach symbolism to the president's choice of location, especially on that day. Tulsa is the site of one of the most brutal race massacres in U.S. history. A white mob burned and looted black businesses and killed hundreds of people in 1921. So the Trump campaign does now say the rally will be moved back a day. It'll be Saturday instead. The location, Tulsa, Oklahoma, will stay the same. A rule change will mean fewer healthcare protections for transgender people. The original rule was put in place with the Affordable Care Act during the Obama presidency, and basically it banned discrimination based on gender identity. But now the policy change means discrimination is not allowed based only on sex, so being born male or female, no longer protecting people based on gender identity or sexual orientation. In other words, doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies will be able to deny transgender patients, citing religious exemptions. The Trump administration says this will help get rid of mass confusion about the definition of sex discrimination. And supporters also say the Obama administration had overreached its authority. But critics say the Trump administration is making it clear it doesn't believe LGBTQ people deserve equality. The Human Rights Campaign quickly announced a lawsuit about this, to be continued. Well, we continue to see the number of COVID-19 cases going up in several states. Reuters reports in the past 3 days, records have been broken in places like Alabama, Texas, California, and Florida. So far, nearly 2.1 million people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the U.S., and about 116,000 Americans have died from it. Some public health experts expect these numbers to keep climbing into the fall, but the nation's top infectious disease expert says they don't have to. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN a second wave of COVID-19 is not inevitable under a few conditions. He urged states to rethink reopening strategies when they see increases in the number of people hospitalized. But so far, most of the new hotspots have been moving ahead with lifting restrictions as planned. CBS News reports only Utah and Oregon delayed reopening. And North Carolina's top health official said the state could go back to a stay-at-home order if things get worse. Also, the Washington Post says some local officials are pumping the brakes, too. For example, even though the state of Tennessee lifted restrictions, the city of Nashville is staying strict. It's the same story in Dallas, Texas, and Kansas City, Missouri. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor today, Skillshare. Skillshare offers thousands of inspiring online classes for creative and curious people on topics ranging from illustration, design, and photography to freelancing, productivity, and career success. So whether you just want more random moments of creativity to break up the routine of more days spent indoors, or you want to take your hobbies to the next level by learning new skills, Skillshare offers classes for you and millions of others. And I love that most classes are less than 60 minutes with short lessons to fit any schedule. For example, I spent 20 minutes Sunday taking the class called Real Productivity, Create Your Ideal Week. And it helped me plan out this entire week in a simple but more effective way. So explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/newsworthy and get 2 free months of premium membership. Again, get 2 free months of premium membership at Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Gas prices are on the rise as the nation reopens from the coronavirus lockdowns. Prices have been climbing for 6 straight weeks now, with the national average sitting at about $2.10 per gallon. That's up from just $1.74 back in April. But it's still lower than it was before the pandemic hit the U.S. In February, it was $2.46 a gallon. Analysts tell USA Today this is not much of a surprise. Demand for gasoline is at its highest level since March, and the price should keep ticking up as the summer progresses. Some sports teams that are playing right now are finding new ways to bring crowds to their games. For example, Spain's top soccer division called La Liga started using technology. It's partnering with EA Sports for the crowd sounds and a Norwegian tech company for the visuals. So viewers watching on TV see computer-generated people in the stadium and hear the roar of a crowd. Some sports fans have said it can feel a little odd with just silence in the stands, so leagues hope this will bring the energy back to the game. And even though the cheering would be all fake, it's pretty convincing if you don't look too closely. Fox Sports reports the NBA is considering doing something similar when its season resumes next month, and even the NFL is weighing the option if the new coronavirus still prevents fans from attending games in the fall. If you use the HBO Go app to watch shows and movies, here's a heads up. The app will be retired at the end of July. The parent company, AT&T's WarnerMedia, said it wants to consolidate its apps and push more people to use the new HBO Max. And remember, HBO Max not only includes HBO's library, but also extra content like shows from Cartoon Network and BBC. But this could be an issue for the people who are still using HBO Go. They're mostly people who pay for HBO through cable providers. And while a lot of those customers get access to HBO Max, it may not be that simple. As CNET reports, HBO Max is not yet available on all streaming devices, specifically Roku and Fire TV. ABC's The Bachelor cast a black man as its lead for the very first time. For its upcoming 25th season, ABC picked Matt James, who's black, to be The Bachelor. For years, the show has been criticized for lacking diversity, and NPR reports it was even sued over claims of racial discrimination. ABC now admits it should not have taken this long to name a black lead, and it says it's trying to do better. By the way, ABC's spinoff show, The Bachelorette, has a similar track record. It's been on the air for 15 seasons, and during that time, it's cast just one black woman as the lead. right, that's it for your 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. And today we're talking about how Americans are saving more money than ever. One U.S. government report found back in April, the U.S. personal savings rate hit 33%. And that means, on average, people are putting 33% of their income into savings. And that's significant. It's the highest personal savings rate ever recorded since the U.S. started keeping track in the 50s. And early this year, before the pandemic hit, the savings rate was just 8%. Experts tell CNN this surge in savings is largely because people are being super cautious about their finances. But also, this crisis may have been a wake-up call that emergency funds are important. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow in your podcast app to get new episodes right on your smartphone for free. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. And as always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.